Answers Magazine, Volume 15.4, page 38, Bible and Culture, Quick Takes, Change of Definition in a Changing Culture. Late last spring, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a landmark federal civil rights law from the 1960s protects gay and transgender workers. The original 1960s law prohibits discrimination because of sex, making it illegal for a company to give preference to a male employee over a female employee for no other reason than gender. Now the Supreme Court has reinterpreted sex according to modern definitions, expanding it from its basic biological meaning to its current implication of sexual identity and practice embraced by the secular world. Ironically, the court's attempt to prohibit discrimination against one group, the LGBTQ community, actually aided discrimination against Christians and other religious groups. While Christians should treat all humans with love and dignity as image bearers of God, Americans must maintain their constitutional right to practice religion freely, including the ability to hire and fire in accordance with their religious beliefs. In so doing, Christians continue to be salt in a morally decaying world. Our culture does what is right according to their own feelings and understanding. But Genesis chapter 5, verse 2 teaches that God created Adam and Eve male and female. Likewise, when He forms each of us in the womb, God creates us to be either male or female. When we turn from God's absolute standard for gender to follow our own definitions, chaos isn't far behind. Thankfully, we know that our hope is not in the Supreme Court, but in the Judge of the universe. We must continue defending our faith, voting for leaders who stand on God's word, and praying that they will seek God's wisdom in all things.